This year's female gaming competition in Kenya attracted 10 gamers compared to last year, where only one female was invited to compete. After more than 4 hours of tough competition, Kenya produced a winner who will represent the country in the Congolese capital, Kinshasa, where seven other national champions from seven African countries will compete against each other. Magdalene Mumbi, also known as Bambina in esports, has been playing the game since 2018 and was a favourite to win the competition. The players were playing a fighting game known as Tekken 8, where the players' attacking and defensive skills are tested.
I lost the very first game that I played, and I'm very excited. I made a comeback and won all my games throughout and also won the final game, the deciding match.
The competition aims to encourage more women to join the gaming industry, create diversity and fight toxic behaviour that some in the community express against women. Derek Nyasio is tournament administrator of Swahili Esports Champions.
It's a great step forward, especially considering the local scene has been seeing, you know, like a male-dominant section within esports. So that's for FIFA, that's for Tekken as well, and the fighting game community in general. So being able to have these opportunities where also ladies can have an opportunity to showcase their talent, to shine, to get a chance to also travel outside and represent the country, it boosts the self-esteem and the confidence to also show up for other events.
Douglas Ogeto is a business director for Africa Esports Championship.
There's a lot of women game out there, but because, you know, their parents might not approve of gaming, not many young women are coming out. So this is just one platform where which women can actually come to showcase their skills, of course get to travel, get to be exposed, and, you know, who knows, maybe also get to build a career out of it.
According to the Newzoo Games Analytics Company, 46% of game enthusiasts are female. However, the number may be lower in Africa. Abuse from male gamers and harassment are common difficulties faced by female gamers. The digital divide also exacerbates the inclusion of women. Evie Nungari, a geospatial engineering technology student, has fallen in love with esports after being introduced to it by one of her friends. After a year, she says she's improving, and in a year or two, she hopes to compete for a prize.
With every day learning the game, I'm making so much progress because right now I can compete with other females. I can also compete with males. So I'm making so much progress in learning how to use the sets.
It will take more than a competition to attract more women gamers. The gaming community knows it must also drive positive change by promoting diversity and inclusivity in the ever-expanding and growing esports sector. Mohamed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.